That's who's there. And God is still in his providence in control. The kingdoms of men are still ruled over by God. He will direct it in a way that's for the best. And he will, in the end, bring about his cause, regardless of what man may try. That universal sense, it may be that we're going through something for somebody else down the line. I don't know. But I do know that God is in control and always has been. Why? Because you take the case historically of what's happened all through history, and the book of God is a book replete with things which people thought it was better to do this, but God knew it was better to do something else. God was right every time. Man has goose egg on his side of the equation for when he was right in conflict with God. God has been right every single time. And what he did in the end ought to cause us to have a greater faith. Well, what does that mean to me? That means when God says no, it shouldn't cause my faith to go away. It shouldn't cause my faith to decrease. It shouldn't even cause my faith to have a hiccup. The fact of it is, when God says no, I ought to recognize there's something else he has in mind. And his way is best. It may be that it's my suffering and I'll never see the reason for that, but God is going to be in control. And that which is for the good of his cause is the way in which he's going to act. I may never know the reason, but the fact of it is I can still have faith in God and know that he does and that he will bring about that which is best. I appreciate your good attention. We'll stop there and start again the next hour.